Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Belle Bean. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Belle Bean. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Lefty Stewart. And now, play ball. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter bunts towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burnett. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Sissel reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a pop-up towards first. Quell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vozmak moves to third. Belle Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Bean covering. Safe. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vosmick. Travis goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill who is chasing the ball. QL reaches third base with a triple. Stewart goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Shult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-1 in the game. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shult moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shult scores. Travis moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 5-1, Senators. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Sewell scores. Stewart moves to second. It's 7-1, Senators. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick is hit by the pitch. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Connolly fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schultz moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Porter reaches third base with a triple. Connolly scores. It's 7-2, Senators. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter scores. One out. It's 7-3, Senators. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill bunts towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Indians 3. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Senators. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-3 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan scores. One out. It's 8-4, Senators. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Spencer moves to second. It's 8-5, Senators. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Porter moves to third. It's 8-6, Senators. Bobby Burke now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 6. The Senators will come to bat. Howard Craighead now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Craighead covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shult hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin misplays the ball. That's an error on Cronin. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Vosmek hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Shult. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Com goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 8-7, Senators. Monty Weaver now pitching. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vosmek moves to third. Mike Powers pinch hits for Howard Craighead. Mike Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 7. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Brown now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monty Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Quell hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-4 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Goslin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Goslin. Porter scores. Averill moves to second. It's Indians, 8, Senators, 8. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 9-8, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Com moves to third. It's 10-8, Indians. Jack Russell now pitching. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Travis moves to third. Mel Harder now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Travis scores. There goes Meyer trying to get to third. Vosmick throws the ball into Com, who tags Meyer for the out. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-9, Indians. Dave Harris pinch hits for Jack Russell. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 9. The Indians will come to bat. Bill McAfee now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a line drive towards third. Travis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 9. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maynish moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maynish scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 10, Senators, 10. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 10. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill is hit by the pitch. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Sissel is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 10. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker now playing shortstop. Johnny Burnett now playing second base. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Meyer for the out. Travis moves to second. 1 out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Rice pinch hits for Bill McAfee. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Travis trying to get to home. Burnett throws to Spencer, who tags Travis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 10. The Indians will come to bat. General Crowder now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 10. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3-for-6 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Mainisch bunts for an out. QL moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Goslin is walked intentionally. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 10. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Senators 10. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 5-for-6 in the game, with 5 singles. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer moves to third. Aussie Bluge pinch hits for General Crowder. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is walked intentionally. Sewell moves to second. John Kerr pinch runs for Aussie Bluge. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 4-for-7 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Meyer scores. Sewell moves to third. Kerr moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and Cleveland Indians, 10. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.